Dallas Hanks sees millions of acres of easily accessible cropland in the U.S. that can be better utilized. In fact, we're already paying to maintain that land, and it could be used to grow crops that can be turned into fuel. The intriguing idea is today's edition of The American Countryside. Dallas Hanks at Utah State University is working on his doctoral program in agriculture. His mission is to figure out
how to grow biodiesel feedstocks along roadsides and military lands, power company rights of way, any type of land that we're maintaining now and actually not getting anything out of.
He says the amount of ground we already maintain along highways, rail lines, and such adds up to a lot of acres.
On the roadsides, there's somewhere around 10 million acres out there, about the same as cotton crop we grow in the United States.
So it made sense to him to take a look at how those acres might be better used. The idea is simply to grow oilseed crops on these right-of-ways that can be harvested and turned into biodiesel.
We will flex to whatever the local area wants to grow. Right now in Utah, the only thing we can really grow is like a safflower type oilseed crop. You know, as we move farther to the east and get into the midwestern part of the country, you folks out here have the ability to grow almost anything you want in terms of an oilseed feedstock crop.
Some theorize that land along highways might not be suitable because of the salt used to treat winter highways.
We found as we took our soil samples that is really a non-issue. Also, we looked at the heavy metal concentrations, so, you know, from the brake pads and things of that nature. And the neat thing about the roads that we don't realize is that they are designed to funnel that water into a centralized location to run off.
It's an idea that many states are beginning to explore. You can learn more about Hank's work at freewaystofuel.org. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.